morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, January 12th. You'll be interested to know, 100 years ago, today, in 1926, a public radio demonstration in London showed a working television system by transmitting moving silhouettes and faces to an audience, dazzling listeners with live visual transmission. That milestone proved the practical promise of combining radio and visual technology, inspiring inventors and broadcasters to pursue commercial television development. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Monday in Encinitas. This morning it's looking clean with waves around 2+ feet. Conditions stay clean until around 10 when the wind shifts onshore, adding a bit of bumpiness. By midday, waves build slightly to 2 to 3 feet and remain fair through the afternoon. Winds will shift to sideshore later, reaching about 7 miles per hour. Best time to ride is at 9 a.m., with the 2-foot outgoing mid-tide when the west-southwest swell is 1 feet at 19 seconds and the offshore wind is 2 mile per hour. The first low tide on Monday will be a half foot at 12:15 p.m., followed by a 2.5-foot high tide just before 7. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 61 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions remain clean with waves at 2 to 3+ feet on Tuesday and Wednesday, making for enjoyable sessions. Thursday sees a steady increase in size, reaching 3 to 4+ feet, though choppy conditions may develop in the afternoon. Expect the best surfing opportunities early in the day before wind shift, particularly on Thursday. This morning, it's sunny, and it feels like 53 degrees with 10-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:03, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:54. It looks like grand for a sunny day with a high near 68 and a light north wind around 10. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low of 52 and a gentle east breeze. Looking ahead in the weather. Tuesday through Friday will be mostly sunny to sunny with highs rising from around 67 on Tuesday to about 70 on Wednesday, then settling near 68 late in the week. Nights stay mild with lows in the mid to upper 50s and light northwest winds near 0 to 5 miles per hour on Tuesday. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, gas prices in San Diego have dropped to their lowest since 2021, following a decline over the last 2 months. Despite this, many San Diego drivers are still feeling the pinch at the pump, as the average cost remains around $4. According to GasBuddy, the cheapest gas can be found in North County, with prices as low as $3 in Oceanside. The Auto Club anticipates that gas prices will remain low through the winter before rising again in April. Now on to sports. Mike Tomlin has no interest in shifting the weight of the Pittsburgh Steelers' recent playoff failures onto his players ahead of tonight's game against Houston. Tomlin stated, "I'm certainly not going to unpack my bags on the collective's bed, if you will." The Steelers, with a record of 10 wins and 7 losses, are facing a Texans team on a 9-game winning streak. Aaron Rodgers acknowledged the pressure on Tomlin, saying, "It feels good to shut all those comments down." Steelers wide receiver DK Metcalf returns after a suspension, expressing gratitude to his teammates. Houston's coach, DeMeco Ryans, is confident in his players' ability to win, stating, "Our guys know how to win football games." Kickoff is at 8:15 on ESPN. In local sports, the New England Patriots, led by coach Mike Vrabel, celebrated their first playoff victory since the 2018 season, defeating the Los Angeles Chargers 16-3 in the wildcard round. Milton Williams secured the win with a critical sack on Justin Herbert, celebrating with a headbutt that left Vrabel bloodied. Drake May threw a touchdown pass to Hunter Henry, while the Patriots' defense dominated, sacking Herbert 6 times. Herbert, who was recovering from surgery, struggled, finishing with 159 yards, passing as the Chargers ended their season without a touchdown in the playoffs. Next up for the Patriots is a divisional matchup against either Pittsburgh or Houston. In top news, new research is shedding light on surprising ways to reduce chronic inflammation, including suggestions as simple as flossing your teeth. Inflammation is normally beneficial, triggered by the immune system to help the body fight illness and repair injuries. However, when inflammation becomes chronic, it can lead to serious health issues. David L. Katz explains that chronic inflammation is a key pathway to major chronic diseases like cardiovascular disease and diabetes. Fortunately, simple lifestyle modifications can help reduce inflammation, such as managing stress, exercising regularly, and improving oral hygiene. Engaging with nature and cultivating strong social connections can also be beneficial. In business news, living with family is not a last resort anymore. It's the plan. As the cost of living rises for Americans, many are moving back in with their families. However, a growing number of solo-agers do not have this option. Purpose-built intergenerational communities are a promising solution. The number of people living in multi-generational households quadrupled from 1971 to 2021, according to Pew Research. Cost savings are driving this trend, allowing families to split expenses and reduce social isolation. Experts warn that there is no one-size-fits-all housing solution, as individuals have vastly different needs and preferences. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 1% over the weekend to $92,000. Ethereum is up 1% to just over $3,000. And XRP is down 2% to $2.08. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Job seekers are discovering a new source of income, training artificial intelligence to perform their former roles. Mercor, an artificial intelligence startup valued at $10 billion, employs tens of thousands of white-collar contractors. These workers review and critique the output of large language models that power chatbots and other tools. Experts in various fields are sought, including psychologists and filmmakers, with earnings up to $250 an hour. Despite concerns about job losses, many see their role in ensuring AI produces thoughtful outcomes. The nature of this work raises questions about the future of employment in their fields. Entertainment news. The Golden Globes has made a concerted effort to improve its reputation after a controversy over its membership in 2021 led to a temporary suspension of the telecast. Under new ownership, structural changes have been implemented, including no longer paying a salary to legacy voters. Nikki Glaser's charming hosting managed to balance humor and excitement, making the audience laugh with her playful jabs at celebrities. Despite the positive moments, distracting stunts like statistics from Polly Market and non-jokes cluttered the ceremony. Chasing too many contradictory aims, the Globes risks frustrating its audience while attempting to grow. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American writer and philosopher, Albert Hubbard. And he said, "The greatest mistake you can make in life is to be continually fearing you will make one." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.